Welcome back to season two of Kyan and Jay.
It's been a while, but that's okay. We're here.
It's been a while, crocodile. Moving on. We're back. We did some brainstorming and going to be talking about like the dark side of Hollywood and what people do to get famous, allegedly, like conspiracies.
Allegedly. It's a good word to use.
Because who doesn't love a good conspiracy theory?
Yeah. You can believe it or you can't. Still a good, fun story.
And if your life is boring, you've got a conspiracy to make it better.
Exactly.
Exactly. Quick disclaimer before we start. Remember, the content we discuss is speculative and for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed are not endorsed as fact. Enjoy the show.
So I feel like for the longest time, people have always had this weird inkling, especially of like the music industry, that they're doing something weird to get to where they are, especially those people that just pop up overnight and they're just instantly famous. You're like, where did you come from? There's like this big, deep dive conspiracy out there that people are like doing some sort of shady, satany sort of stuff to get to where they are. And it makes sense to me, to be honest. Like, if you had the offer, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people would take it for a material sort of satisfaction.
And then realize the repercussions later and be like, ooh,
shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, there's so much scary stuff to do with Hollywood. And I've seen a lot recently, like more and more people have actually come out and been like, yeah, I was offered this and I lived in Hollywood for this many years and I went to parties and experienced this and all this scary stuff. And this person blew up after I saw them on a table and it was like, oh.
And I've also like, since I first ever found out that this was even a thing that people were considering, now that you know that it's a thing, you can pick it up in different artists. Like, you can pick up the humiliation ritual that they have and stuff. You're like, oh, they're just going through that humiliation stage. They're going to do something crazy next. And then they do. And you're like, okay, that can't just be coincidence, like, right?
You're literally Einstein. There's this girl on TikTok that I used to watch growing up heaps. Her name's Simply Nessa. And she got really famous for her story times and stuff like that. And she moved to LA and she's always had these crazy experiences. But lately she's like re-popped back up on my feed and she's been talking about her experiences. It just makes me so interested learning about allegedly the shady stuff that happens.
I'm sure some of y'all hear about, you know, the satanic shit that happens out in Hollywood allegedly. And some of y'all probably think, oh, it's probably just like a joke or like a rumor. People that you wouldn't even expect to be involved in that stuff are involved.
You know, the obvious Illuminati.
Mm.
I feel like everybody knows about that. Do you remember like growing up, you'd be like watching YouTube and then it would be like, oh my God, they said this. They said worship the devil, the song's in reverse. And
yeah.
It's like, they will be coming, the rise and stuff like that. I just like, we're fed that from such a young age.
Mm.
I think it's obviously becomes up to the person, like the individual, to then filter out what they see as real and not real.
A big example of someone who I would say is probably like the it person of this entire conspiracy is Beyonce.
Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce.
She's been known to be called like Queen of the Illuminati. She's always doing like the triangle eye thing that people are saying is her like trying to show us that she's part of the Illuminati.
I raised my hands up and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me.
Also, an ex-dancer of hers has actually come out and like said some stuff about her, said that like she's doing like rituals and stuff and that's why she, I don't know, because she wasn't on the next tour, like she wasn't on the Renaissance tour, that ex-dancer. So it's like, is she just saying that to get a rise because she didn't get to go on the tour, or is that actually
like legit?
Yeah.
And again, that's what a conspiracy theory is. It's just hearsay, she say, but it's fun to like talk about it. So yeah, I've seen a lot of the things about like the covering the eye, the triangle in the eye, stuff like that. But then also there's this thing that's came out that Jay-Z actually owns a company that essentially, he explained it in such a weird way. He was like, we get this and then we double it and then we do this and we secure this and stuff. It was just very confusing to listen to. I like listened to him in an interview explain it. And I like finished the video and I was like, that made no sense. But it's called Roc Nation and the symbol is a triangle. Because it's meant to symbolize a diamond, but it's upside down.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit suspicious.
Right. They're like not beating these allegations.
No. And I feel like they're so obvious, but it's so obvious to the point. Are they actually just playing it up now? Or is this actually like legit? And they're just like, well, people are going to believe it anyway. Let's just throw it out of proportion and actually do these things how we want to do them. Because there's also talks of Beyonce's performances being like a portal where if you go to her concerts and you're like hypnotized by this portal, like everyone's souls are going through the portal at these concerts. So it's like they're collecting souls. And that's how she keeps getting bigger and bigger in terms of fame.
Yeah. And like, I've also seen the things about like the rituals and stuff like that. And apparently if you listen to like parts of her music and stuff like that, it's a ritual and a summoning and stuff like that. So from Beyonce's Lemonade album, allegedly she's like letting us know that she did all these rituals for fame. She prayed and then she says she saw the devil, stuff like that.
I threw myself into a volcano. I drank the blood and drank the wine. I sat alone and begged and bent at the waist for God. I crossed myself and thought I saw the devil.
And the lyrics are really weird. She says a lot of things where you're like, okay, that didn't need to be said. Like, abstained from mirrors, fasted for 60 days, wore white, abstained from sex, slowly did not speak another word. She slept on a mat on the floor and swallowed a sword. She levitated into the basement, confessed her sins, was baptized in a river, got on her knees, said amen. And that's like literally one of the intros to her song. Like, it's this big thing where she's underwater in the music video and stuff. And then like, is she actually trying to tell us something here? Or
yeah, or could that just be leaning into the conspiracy?
And a lot of people think that she sold her soul to find out if Jay-Z was cheating on her.
But still inside me, coiled deep, was the need to know. Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
Because people sell their, allegedly, people sell their souls to like gain something, gain power, money or knowledge. Mm. And then apparently she sold her soul to find out if Jay-Z was cheating on her. And then at the end of this little poem, she said, but something inside me coiled deep was with the need to know, are you cheating? Are you cheating on me? And people think that that was what she sold her soul for, so she could keep Jay-Z.
But saying that, that was the Lemonade album. That wasn't that long ago. Back when we were like kids, she was having these demonic allegations. So all of this information that we are talking about, of course, is alleged. I've heard so much about like, there's a crazy stuff. And it was like, it's to the point where like the average person or just like anyone would think you're an absolute mental case, like nutcase. But that's the fun in conspiracy theories. But yeah, so Beyonce is a great example of the Illuminati conspiracy theory. There are so many, not only just musicians, actors, actresses, just like people in the like in the scene, and so like managers, corporate business owners, like stuff like that, all in this alleged secret society. And that's what the movie Eyes Wide Shut was like inspired by.
That movie is iconic because that's what Doja Cat just had the theme at her 27th birthday party of. I thought it was a recent movie, that's why she had the theme. I didn't know it was from 1999. That makes it even weirder.
Well, I think the part that like makes it make sense is that she was kind of like, everybody was starting to accuse her, so she just fully lent into it. Not only did she dress, so she had the Eyes Wide Shut birthday party theme. Mm-hmm. She dressed as the woman that gets sacrificed in the movie.
That's just a bit too convenient.
Yeah, and then all the photos of her, like nude photos and stuff like that, got leaked that night. Like that was the souvenir. She gave like the party bags of nude photos of her and they got leaked.
What? And that would be like the humiliation part?
Yeah, right? The alleged humiliation ritual that's a part of it. Do you know what? I've always had this like fantasy, and I don't know if this is wrong of me, but I've always had this fantasy like where I want to like infiltrate it.
Mm. How so?
Like, I just want to like get in there and like see it, you know. I want to see it for my own eyes because I have to see it to believe it.
I'm the same.
Like, I really want to like, because I could get in there and be like, oh, I can change you guys. I can fix you. No, I'm kidding.
Speaking of Doja Cat, her Instagram is terrifying me at the moment. Like, I open it up at 8 a.m. in the morning to see some cupcakes and butterflies and I'm seeing the devil. It's very scary.
Her new song, Demons, she like fully lent into that. She went for like a really good horror theme though. The visuals and everything for like that, such a good concept, like such a good execution. But I don't know, it seems a little bit too real.
So I also read a thing, going back to the humiliation sort of part of them, where if you humiliate yourself, Satan, allegedly will give you more relevancy, and your wish will only be granted if you honor Satan in your next upcoming projects. So people are thinking, like, they humiliate themselves, and then you'll see like 5 music videos from them all about Satan, and that's meant to be like the them finalizing the deal, sort of, because they have to like honor him.
I've also heard that apparently you don't have to necessarily sell your soul to the devil. You can make a deal with him to be like, hey, if I write a song about you, can you make it blow up? Like, can you make it really popular? Because apparently he's very like vain and stuff like that, which makes sense because allegedly the devil is like all the negative things that are so like vain.
Yeah.
Obsessed with the self. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It'd be interesting to know the difference in who people think have sold their soul and who has just made a deal.
Yeah. And like the Drew Barrymore case, she's had a real interesting life.
She has.
And she's experienced some real fucked up stuff. And a lot of childhood celebrities, I feel like they've been pushed into this world without their consent.
Especially the really young ones. Mm. I mean, Drew Barrymore was like 6 when she got into the industry, wasn't she?
Yeah, because she was in E.T. And also really relevant examples, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, people like that started as children. Like Demi and Miley were on Barney when they were kids. And Miley's dad was a celebrity. And as she was a little baby, he would take her out on stage and be like, this girl is going to be famous and going to be on this stage one day.
Maybe he's the devil.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. I've also, I keep hearing like in TikToks and stuff, the saying Hollywood and the music industry are the devil's playground.
It is literally true that Hollywood is the devil's playground.
Yes.
I hear that everywhere. And like, it would make sense, honestly. If I was the devil, if I was, and I needed like a big reach where people are actually going to listen to me, like you can't just be someone who goes around and spreads the word of the devil. No one's going to care. No one's going to listen. But you know who they do listen to? Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian. She's actually in this now because she's in the new season of
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, where she's like pregnant with the thing coming out. And apparently that goes back to like some other Marilyn Manson thing back in the day when he referenced the thing with the thing coming out of the baby. Anyway, you can look into that if you're more interested. I feel like it's a big conspiracy.
They're, like, conspiracy theories are very like, there's the tip of the iceberg ones, like the really simple ones, and then there's like the bottom of the iceberg ones where they're so complex. And I feel like Illuminati's kind of the tip.
Yeah.
Of the iceberg. It's really simple, really easy. It's an alleged secret society that industry elites and celebrities alike all gather. They do these rituals and stuff like that together to ensure fame and control over humans and society and stuff like that. There's some real horrible ones. Like, I have seen some conspiracy theories where I've actually had to like stop watching and I've had to like put my phone away and just kind of like sit there and be like, that is not real. It's a conspiracy. Because like, shit is scary.
Yeah. But if you end up on a deep dive, it can get very, how you going?
Yeah, like I actually have like not slept because of like how scared I've been.
You know, another really good example of someone, and she's actually spoken out about this, which is why we have this information. Lady Gaga. You know, before she was famous, she apparently was at some like nightclub and she knew she wanted to be famous. And she went out into the alleyway and she met this dude, and he was like in a black tuxedo, very Men in Black. And apparently he was like, oh, I can give you like wealth, power, good voice, you'll never age, stuff like that. All you gotta do is sign this contract. And she signed it because she was a nobody. So like, she's gonna sign it.
Desperate. Because, they prey on the weak.
Exactly. She signs it, and then suddenly overnight she blew up and became a massive celebrity. And remember when Lady Gaga first started posting and they were all like, she had a character, Lady Gaga. Now she's calmed down since like
she's been like in movies. Well, even like Poker Face, like Bad Romance is a really well-known one, like where she had the crazy imagery and stuff like that. Even Nicki Minaj was like that too.
Yeah. And a lot of people have the same stories of like they've met up with someone in a suit, they've offered them a contract and they've signed it. But then it's like, yeah, I guess if I was out at a nightclub and some guy in a suit offered me that, I'd probably be like, yeah, sweet, sign me up.
Yeah, like a bit of alcohol. You wouldn't even bother to read the terms and conditions.
You wouldn't even remember what he looked like or anything. It would just be like, this is never going to happen. And then imagine when it does happen, you're like, what have I done?
Exactly. And imagine how trapped you'd feel.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for these people, but also like they set themselves up for that. I'd say the selling the soul stuff is very prominent and very well known in the rap side of the world, like in rappers. He don't got no name, he a cold stepper. I spent them racks on some more jealous. I signed my deal up in blood letters.
About a week, not today, but about a week ago, I sold my soul.
They always talk about it in their music. Some really, really well-known examples. Lil Uzi Vert.
Tell my dad I sold my soul. I sold my soul for you. For all you motherfuckers that's on here that's asking me that I sell my soul, y'all coming right with me. You dummies.
He said it at like concert. He goes, well, you're all here with me today, so you're all coming down with me. That's what today's about. And continued with his concert. I know all, so, like 21 Savage apparently, Post Malone.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, Juice WRLD, XXXTentacion. Remember how he blew up out of nowhere?
Yeah, and I feel like rappers, they get away with so much because I guess, like, rappers confess to so many things in their lyrics, but everyone just like looks past it. I've literally heard songs where they confess to beating up their missus. And everyone just looks past it because they're like, oh, it's just a song. What if it's not?
Yeah, okay. What about that YWM Melly guy that confessed to murder in Murder on My Mind? I didn't even mean to shoot him. He just caught me by surprise. I reloaded my pistol, caught it back and shot him twice. His body dropped down to the floor. He literally confessed how he murdered somebody and then went to jail afterwards. That's just one example. But there's so much stuff that has happened with rappers. And I mean, there's the 27 Club and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's all connected to all of this. And we're just going to go on a spiral. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of another famous one, Kanye. Remember how he just like after the whole Kim and Kanye breakup, he just disappeared for a bit and then came back and everyone was like, you're different.
The body double. The body doubles and stuff like that. And they're saying like, he's not even real. He's like a robot. And they're using like this mind control stuff. Like, it's just, you read that and you're like, what are these crazy people? But then you see it more and more and you're like, it slowly starts to make more sense. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
And then Kanye was always like, if I ever disappear and come back, it's not me. Don't believe it. And everyone's looking past it. Like,
yeah.
Believe
it. He said that ages ago and he's disappeared multiple times now.
I don't know. I don't trust him.
It's because he goes on massive rants and goes crazy. That's why they got to like shut him up.
Yeah. Keeping him in a box.
So that's some crazy conspiracy theories about some dark stuff in Hollywood. We're going to continue talking about stuff. It might not always be conspiracy theories, but...
Yeah, because I genuinely find this stuff fascinating. Like, I could watch it for hours.
Yeah, and I love talking about it because you think about, like, all the possibilities of how it can be interpreted by other people.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And you kind of can get engulfed in it. It's such an interesting topic to explore. And being able to do it on a platform, I feel like it's cool. Where, like, people that listen, like yourself that's listening, can interact with us, send us stories. If you've got any cool stories, send it to us. Would love to discuss, or like a certain conspiracy theory that you find really interesting. And we can talk about it and stuff like that.
Just not lizard people, please. I'm sick of lizard people. Barack Obama's a lizard and that's it.
You seen the lizard blinking trend? It's like trying to learn how to lizard blink. They're like, did I just do it?
No.
Bitch, I can't. Anyways, thank you for listening to the first episode of season 2 for Kyan and Jay.
So fun.
We will be coming to stores near you. Now, season 2 is coming to you every Friday at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, so exciting. We'll see you there.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us on our social media, which is Kyan Jade Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and Kyan and Jade Podcast on TikTok and Twitter. We love you very much, and we'll see you in next week's episode.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.